No more fear. Black Friday's here. So hot and so cool. It's time to get it on.
She's a swinger. A zinger.
She's the baby.
A stinger. Pam Grier, that foxy brown coffee gal, is Sheba, baby.
You better talk before I put my number one foot down your number one mouth.
Oh, meet the queen of the private eyes. She's black, stacked, and packing trouble.
Be cool and put that gun down.
The heat's on in the street for that big bad mama, but she's doing the cooking, and any cat in her way is gonna get fried. Slamming Pam, giving the gun brothers the frizzies, and their boss man the tizzies.
No, please, don't kill me.
Sheba, baby. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Oh my God!
Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark's at it.
They do.
Hey, white man.
Oh, howie.
Laugh and taffy, bitch.
People get me angry here.
I want the dough. I want the dough.
Chicken tetrazzini.
What is the monkey house?
Why,
yeah. Hey, freaks, Tim Edson back here with you one more time as we end the week with a Friday program. Thank you so much for joining me. Sideshow Freaks got a bunch of stuff yesterday. I finally got around to posting all of my Florida updates. And, of course, they had a Sideshow exclusive program yesterday. So if you'd like to hear all of it, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Don't forget, also, next week we'll go back to posting the show early for Sideshow Freaks. So if you want to get the program shortly after midnight, another reason to sign up. All right, listen, I've been missing a lot of news recently because, you know, this whole fucking Florida trip has me all screwed up. One thing I missed, I can't believe one of you freaks didn't tell me this, but Zsa Zsa Gabor finally realized she's missing a leg. Yeah, first of all, I had no idea Zsa Zsa Gabor was still alive. That is news to me. I thought she died a while ago, but apparently not. Apparently she's still alive. She had one of her legs amputated, what, like 6 months ago or a year or something like that? She just now fucking realize that this is how out of it. This is why she should be put down. One of the many reasons I say mandatory euthanasia for the elderly. They don't even know when they're fucking missing a leg. So she was asking her husband, Prince King, well, I don't know what the hell he is, but he's always wearing very ornate clothing. Anyways, she asked him to, adjust her covers, because I don't think she's gotten out of bed for the past 6 months. She's pretty much bedridden, right? So, and then she realized, she said, something's not right. I can't feel my leg. And so she finally saw that she was missing her leg. Also, she doesn't realize that she hasn't eaten in 6 months. She's being fed through a tube. And it hasn't occurred to her that she hasn't had to chew on anything in half a year or something. I just thought that was really interesting. First of all, that it's a real news story. Zsa Zsa Gabor finally realizes she's missing a leg and she hasn't eaten in 6 months. So there you go. Oh, the other thing in the news that I've got some clips here that I want to share with you. You may have heard about this. Dr. Phil recently interviewed Dina Lohan, Lindsay Lohan's mother, and one of the many reasons Lindsay Lohan is fucked up. Dina is notorious for, you know, partying hard with her daughter, giving her daughter blow and booze and stuff, I'm guessing. I don't know. So she's Dina Lohan is a train wreck herself. So Dr. Phil wanted to get her on his program and straighten this fucking cunt out. Let's see what happens.
People know who you really are. Let's talk
about...
Are
we to camera now or rolling? I'm sorry.
Yes, okay. Dina.
Can we cut this? Oh, God. Continue. Is this, like, rolling? Do we have, like... All right.
Okay, right. All right. Yes, Dina. When Dr. Phil is addressing the camera and addressing you, you're on TV.
Can we stop for a minute? I don't want to be on camera. But, yeah, I think you just have to know when to get out.
What? I don't want to be on camera. You're in the wrong place, lady.
I really have to talk about that.
Do you?
It's good.
She's crying.
God, it's so quiet in here. Can I go home now?
You do whatever you want to do.
That was not nice.
I know that because
I'm
you're
just
using...
being honest.
No, you're not.
Like, honestly, yeah.
No, you're not.
No, I don't know how to do that.
You started out by saying...
But I'm certainly being scrutinized by you people. I mean, media. No, I know what you're saying, but you know what I'm saying.
No.
I don't know at all what you're saying.
Well, sit closer. So we're friends. Nice shoes. Like them, by the way. Am I the toughest?
Did you hear that? That exasperated, like defeated, from Dr. Phil. You know, Dina Lohan really, she talks like a teenage girl does.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, she's stunted. I don't know what's going on.
That was not nice.
I know that because
I'm
you're
just
using...
I'm being honest.
No, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm being honest here. Well, I'm going to be totally, like, honest with you right now. All right, you're a 50-year-old woman.
You're not.
Like, honestly, yeah.
Like, no, you're not.
Honestly.
No, like, I don't know how to do that.
You started out by saying...
But I'm certainly being scrutinized by...
Good
you
fucking
people.
Grief.
I mean, media. No, I know what you're saying, but...
You came on a show where you were going to be interviewed and asked questions.
You know what I'm saying.
You agreed to this. Actually, I think she was paid like $50,000. I think Radar Online is reporting that.
I don't know at all what you're saying.
Well, sit closer. So we're friends. Nice shoes. Like them, by the way. Am I the toughest guest you've ever had?
No.
Can we pound that? Oh, no. Okay.
She wanted a fist bump.
You have come on here and been phony and inauthentic...
Well, then...
With these deflections and dodges, and that doesn't help.
Giving the camera the finger.
You interrupted me for about the thousandth time.
Oh, shush. Oh, my God. You're, like, in your little tie, your little shoes, like... You know...
I'm in my little tie and my little shoes? What the hell does that mean?
Do the math. You can... It's on video.
Do the fucking math with your tiny shoes and your little tie. 2 + 2 = you're a dick.
You'll go back to that.
Thank you very much, Dina Lohan. Moving on, we've got a bit of a blooper here. A blooper with a twist of prolapse. All right, so this bitch is smoking. She's got a prolapsed asshole. She's smoking, and she decides to let her ass puff on the cigarette a bit, right? So she's got the cigarette in her mouth, blowing, and now she's going to expose...
Smoking time.
What was that? I don't think she's American. Yeah, it's smoking time, yeah?
Oh, holy smoking time.
Yeah. All right, it's smoking time, and she's enjoying her Winston. Winston's taste good like a... cigarette should. Oh, there's the prolapsed ass. She's sticking the tip of the cigarette in that pink sock. Now, she keeps trying to push the cigarette in more and more. And finally, what happens, this is where the blooper comes in. She pushes the cigarette a little too hard and her prolapse retracts into her ass, right? Inside her body, taking the cigarette with her, burning her asshole from the inside. The cigarette gets sucked in her ass. See, oh, there, okay. The cigarette's... Yeah. You can tell when she sucked that cigarette in. Oh. She's got ashes all around.
I know that. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, it hurts. One of the many reasons why you don't stick a cigarette in your asshole. It's a little slow-mo action here. Cigarette is in her ass. There you go. And she farts it out. Moving on, I should mention this because this is real news. People are dying. Birds are dying. The innocence of Muslim. Innocence of Muslims. Whatever. Muslims, whatever. Is that movie that the trailer was released on YouTube. It suggests that Muhammad was a pedophile, I guess. Muslims didn't care for that so much, and they went ahead and killed an ambassador, and there's all sorts of riots and shit like that. I think we all just need to step back, take a breath, no more riling anyone up for a few days. Let's just let everyone calm down. Oh, what's that? The internet doesn't work like that? There are assholes on YouTube? Okay, let's hear from one.
Well, once again, we see multiple violent tantrums from the religion of permanent offense. Some things never change, do they? Once again, we see Islam self-detonate, if you'll pardon the expression, and show, once again, why it's about as welcome on this planet as an asteroid.
Ooh.
Once again, we see thousands of Islamic nutcases take time out from beating up their wives to show their sensitive side. How? By smashing up the towns they live in, egged on by clerical ignoramuses whose motives are even lower than the literacy level of their followers. And once again,
zing!
We in the civilized world are being urged to censor ourselves out of respect for a religion that violates the human rights of half the people on the planet.
Talk about how Muhammad's a pedophile!
And that doubles as a political ideology indistinguishable from Nazism.
Oh,
it would
wow.
be funny if it wasn't so obscene.
Nazism is really the go-to insult, isn't it? Obama's a Nazi. These Islamists are Nazis.
Or should that be the
Bush was a Nazi. Everyone's a Nazi.
Brown.
How can we all be Nazis? If you're bad, you're automatically a Nazi.
To call these riots infantile and imbecilic is to give them a dignity they don't deserve. They can only be described as Islamic. Let me get this straight. We're supposed to show tolerance and respect for a religion that doesn't know the meaning of either word and goes out of its way to prove it every day. We're supposed to amend our values to accommodate a religion that accommodates nothing and nobody.
He's just ranting now. Enough of that. You know, I just did a search for fuck Muhammad. A lot of people are getting in on the spirit of the fun here.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the long-awaited tape that I promised for many, many months to do. Yes, it's fuck Muhammad. That's right. Fuck Muhammad. You know, only yeah. Muhammad deserves to be fucked in this whole thing because his people are all fucked. And when you say fuck Muhammad, you're saying fuck his people, and his people are now going to get up on their high horse and they're going to show everybody you can't talk about our Muhammad. It's bad enough he talks about Allah.
This guy's a real badass on YouTube, recording these videos from the comfort of his home. It'd be funny if this guy was hunted down by extremists. He was later raped and killed. All right, and finally, just to prove that people are going crazy here, we actually have the Prophet Muhammad himself explaining why he is not a pedophile.
What's up, bitches?
That is not Muhammad.
I am the Prophet Muhammad. Peace be unto myself. And I want to make something clear once and for all. I am not a pedophile, okay? I'm sick of people saying that. I'm sick of people saying, oh, bro.
That shit is whack.
Muhammad, he's a pedophile. I'm not a pedophile.
Okay.
Okay, now I admit it. It is a historical, undeniable, indisputable fact that when I was in my 50s, I married a 6-year-old child. Okay, I did that. I admit it. Guilty as charged. But I'm not a sicko, okay?
It was a different time back then. First of all, you didn't live past 20 in most cases back then, right?
I'm not a pervert. I did not have sex with her until she was 9, okay? 9 years old. I waited 3 whole years before I had sex with my own wife.
Not how Muhammad spoke, right? Shit.
I think I deserve some credit, okay? And look.
That's like a picture, like a photograph, and he's animating its mouth and everything.
I am a man of...
There's a crib. There's the pedo bear. I don't know what the hell this guy's doing.
God, if anybody would know God's rules, I think it would be me. I know all of God's rules, including God's most important rule. If there's grass on the field, play ball.
Okay, first of all, there's no grass on a 9-year-old. Jesus Christ. All right, so there you go. The Prophet Muhammad checking in. Was that wrong? Should I have not played that? All right. And finally, let's clear the palette right here with some new music from Tonetta. Tonetta's got a tune called Big Fat Ass. This is Tonetta's 7th song entitled Big Fat Ass. I'm pretty sure he's done a few of these.
I'm at the end of my rope. Getting tired, I'm going to choke. All I need is one last fuck. With a little more luck.
Yummy, yummy.
yummy pizza. Cause my mind is power bus. I see a cunt from above. Looks like she's in need of love. Yeah. Between her cheeks, I see a blade. Now things are falling into place. She's climbing up to cut the rope and isn't wearing any clothes. I think she wants it down her throat, but I know where it's gonna go.
That big fat ass.
My neck is free, I can breathe at last. I see she has a big fat ass. She's bending over, I'm in love. And here's my final Uber fuck. Hang me high and let me die. Thanks to that big butt in the sky.
There you go, a little bit of Tonetta's big fat ass. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, I mentioned the sideshow at the top of the program, but it is a great time to sign up. It's the end of the week. It's payday. Plus, the sideshow's very inexpensive. You get tons of content. It's only $6.99 a month. If you sign up right now, you'll get some bumper stickers. I'll send you some in the mail. If you sign up for a yearly membership, I will send you off a Distorted View poster and some stickers. Good deal. Sign up right now at superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows like the one I did yesterday, bonus content. I posted four updates from the road or during my trip, including an impromptu Sextastic Tuesday, one that I came up with in a delirious, tired state. So check it out right now. Sign up for the sideshow, superfreaksideshow.com. Oh, by the way, for those of you who are using Apple phones, what are those things called? Oh, iPhones, right. Apple has released a podcast app. And I was wondering, one of the things that I couldn't figure out how to do was to add your own RSS feed manually, right? Well, I figured out how to do it, so I'm going to be posting a video. So you guys who want to add the sideshow feed to your podcast app can do it. It's simple. It's just, it's not as intuitive. It's kind of hidden. But once you figure out how to do it, it's very easy. And then you'll never have to worry about missing out on sideshow content. You don't have to have it tethered to your computer. Whenever new shows are added, it'll pop up on your iPhone or other iOS device. So that's very cool. Also, there are a bunch of Android apps for signing up for the sideshow and getting sideshow content. The other thing I want to mention, Adam and Eve, coupon code FREAK. Be sure to use that if you're in the market for a dildo or some sex, other sex toys, Benoit balls or something, movies, lingerie. Get 50% off just about any item over there at Adam and Eve using coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. In addition to 50% off just about any item, you're also going to get 3 free adult DVDs, a mystery gift, and all of that is going to be sent to you free of charge. No shipping charges. Free shipping. AdamandEve.com, coupon code FREAK or DV at checkout. And finally, very few Satan Away shirts are available. Have a few more Bristol 7 shirts if you'd like a Distorted View t-shirt. Purchase yours right now at Jagu.net. There is a link on the show notes. All right. Enough of that bullshit. This is what I call my sellout corner, right? A brother's got to eat, right? All right, yes, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Do you guys remember the name Eric Carrier from Hampton, New Hampshire? No? Let me refresh your memory. Officials with the Hampton Police Department arrested Eric Carrier, 24, on charges of attempt to commit indecent exposure. All right. Authorities said they investigated a report that Carrier had responded to an advertisement on Craigslist for an in-home caregiver. Now, is it starting to make sense now? Police said they believe Carrier used Craigslist to find an unsuspecting adult caregiver who would work with a disabled adult male. Officials said they believe Carrier posed as a 22-year-old male that could not control his bowel movements. All right, what I don't understand is he's pretending to be someone who is, you know, disabled. I get that. Why did he have to change his age by 2 years? He's 24. But he's posing as a 22-year-old. doesn't make any sense. It's a whole backstory he must have come up with. Look, I'm a 22-year-old guy. I'm, you know, got hit in the head with a, you know, baseball bat or something. Can't shit anymore. All right. Officials said they believe Carrier posed as a 22-year-old male that could not control his bowel movements due to a brain injury and required assistance changing soiled underwear. On September 12th, Carrier met with a female adult caregiver in Hampton, according to the release, and asked that his soiled undergarments be changed. The caregiver notified authorities after becoming suspicious. Investigators uncovered that Carrier was arrested in 2011 for a similar offense. I'm pretty sure we've reported on that here on DV. He was convicted of indecent exposure on July 30th. Those with information on this case, if you've changed a 22-year-old shitty diaper and you believe the person that you were changing may not have really been brain dead, contact the Hampton Police Department immediately. Someone call Crime Stoppers. All right, so there you go. Second story we have for you today. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Oh, yeah. Praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. Give me hallelujah. Down home of Florida. Did the moon rise on day. Heaven, heaven, heaven. Florida is the moon rise on day. Praise Jesus.
We're just mean. We're just mean for being mean's sake, aren't we? Horrible people making fun of the retards. There's no reason to make fun of retards with that Florida jingle. They didn't do anything. All right, here we go. A Tamarack man ran off with $29 that a woman dropped while at a Home Depot in Sunrise, Florida, and refused to return it, brushing the victim off with a finders, keepers, losers, weepers before... What is he, 4 years old? Before using the cash to buy crack cocaine. Well, that's not something a four-year-old would do. Maybe in Florida. But it may be 57-year-old Michael Futerman who is weeping now. Futerman appeared before Broward County Judge John J. Hurley Thursday and was ordered held on a $3,625 bond during his first appearance court hearing. He's facing charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, ting, petty theft, ting, possession of cocaine, ting, ting, and resisting a police officer without violence. That's right. Top three answers are on the board. Why would someone steal $29 from a woman who dropped it on the floor of a Home Depot? Well, it could be a crackhead.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff. And it told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
I don't know if the police found him in a tree pretending to be a leprechaun, but according to a police report, Futerman scooped up the cash from the floor at a Home Depot. The $29 belonged to a Lauderhill woman, Ruth Mae Faison. When Faison and another store customer confronted Futerman, he fled to the parking lot and jumped into a black Mazda MX-5. When Faison stood behind the car, she shouted, that's my $29. Futerman told her to move away. When she didn't move fast enough, Futerman backed the car up and struck Faison on the right leg. She told police she was not seriously injured, though. Futerman drove away, but witnesses were able to give police his tag number, which led investigators to his home. According to police, Futerman struggled to get away when police arrived to arrest him and also attempted to conceal a small cocaine rock that was stored inside a pill bottle in his pocket. Futerman later told police he found the $29 and used most of it to purchase the crack rock along Northwest 19th Street in Lauderhill. The remaining $3 of Faison's money was found inside Futerman's car. I was going to use that money for a big gulp. Till you pigs came, ruin all my fun. All right, final story we have for you today. Speaking of fun, we have a story from Georgia here. A man apparently dressed as a competitor's mascot and handed out free food and took pictures with children at the West Rome McDonald's on Monday afternoon. According to the report, he dressed up as the Burger King. According to the report, Rome police were called to the restaurant at 2215 Shorter Avenue at approximately 1 p.m. by a manager in reference to a suspicious person. When they arrived, the manager said, said a man was dressed as the mascot for Burger King, the creepy fucking king. He entered the restaurant with bags of hamburgers and began handing them out to several customers. He danced while inside the restaurant and stopped to take pictures with children. The report states that one child took a picture with him and ran away as he appeared to be scared. The Burger King is really scary. When the manager approached the man, he said he was collecting for children's charities. Actually, I believe we have the audio of that. You should be able to hear the Burger King pretty well, but the manager's a little muffled.
Hey. This is for charity. It's for a children's charity.
Okay.
We're raising money.
Okay. So is that what it, I mean?
That's
how are you raising money by giving out burgers?
That's a good question. How is the Burger King raising money by giving out burgers for free?
It raises awareness for everything.
It raises awareness for everything. All right, this guy is a little suspicious, isn't he?
Okay, so is that legal to do?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to, touch base with you.
Yes.
All right, I just want to touch base with you. You're having a real conversation with a man in a Burger King costume.
Oh, yeah, but it's anything for the kids. I don't ask anything.
Okay, so who are you raising the money for?
It's for everybody.
For everybody?
It's for the world.
What children?
It's for all the children.
For all the children?
Yes.
And
thank you. I appreciate it.
No, we're calling the police.
Okay.
He's like, thank you for understanding. No, you don't understand. We're calling the police. You're creeping us out.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
But you don't have a right to do
that. Good. Well, thank you.
I don't know. Does he have a right to do that? I wasn't breaking any laws. I mean, sure, he's dressed like the competitor, but he's handing out free food. He's not selling anything. It's gifts. If I was the manager of that McDonald's, I would dress up like Ronald McDonald, and I would promptly march down to Burger King and start throwing fucking quarter pounders at little children's heads. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Look at that. We made it to the end of the week. It's a miracle. All right, let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Got a goddamn tree up my butt. All right. I'm sorry. Yes, caller.
Hey, Tim and Boo, it's Rose calling. I was just wondering how Planet Fitness is working out for you, man. I used to go there, but I definitely quit out because not only do they play shitty music and give you free tanning or whatever for give yourself a little melanoma, but they also have no scales, so you can't weigh yourself. They have free pizza night, and they have...
I know, that's the craziest thing. Did I talk about that on the show? Yeah, this gym really does everything to try and make you stay fat. They have pizza night at the gym. What gym would ever encourage you to eat pizza? Some of the greasiest, you know, food you could eat. Lots of carbs. The cheese is greasy. The pepperoni. I mean, come on. So when I'm at the gym, they had it. Actually, today I went to the gym and I saw an ad right as you're walking in. There's a little ad that says, hey, want free cupcakes? I didn't read the whole thing because, no, I don't want free cupcakes. As delicious as that sounds, the whole reason I'm at the gym is because I was eating too many goddamn fucking cupcakes. So, yeah, Planet Fitness, that's how they get you. They charge you very little. It's like $10 a month for this gym, but they want to keep you fat. I don't know. The gym's going okay. I was in Florida for several days, and I was pretty much living on junk food during the trip down. And then when I got down to Florida, Joe was like, oh, you've got to try this Crystal Burger place. It's like White Castle, right? So it was, and then I ate Applebee's. So I'm back on track now. I probably gained everything that I've lost, but I was down 7 pounds, and now I think I'm down 3. So overall, I'm still down a little bit.
Tim, you careless fairy. It's James. I was wondering whether or not you'd do a special Sextastic Tuesday story for my birthday, which is April 30th. The reason why I'm leaving this message now is because not only are you a nigger, but you'll probably not get this message until about then.
First of all, I am not an N-word.
You don't ever fucking answer your voicemails.
Just for that, no. You don't ask me to do something for you and then insult me the rest of the voicemail. That's not how you get things from me.
Thanks, son. It's Gay Monkeys, and it's September 11th, but I just listened to your September 10th show, and you were confused about the eyeglass that guy in the news story, and the SEO, basically what it was, is since people only leave reviews if you do really bad or really good. He just did as bad as possible so that people would leave tons of negative reviews. Then they would see all the sites, the link to these, all these different sites would link back to his site saying how terrible it was and not to go there. So
I don't understand anything this guy is talking about at all. I don't know what news story he's referring to. If it is a news story, you got to be a little more specific. Like when you're calling about a show from last week or a couple weeks ago, even though you're recording it on the day that the show aired, I'm not going to get it until later. So you got to refresh my memory.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Chantal, loyal sidekick.
Finally.
And proud member of the Tim Henson Pussy Posse.
This is what I need right now. I need some pussy calling in.
Calling? Oh, I just don't really have anyone else to bitch to about this sort of thing. I just wanted to say that it's fucking awful when you go into a gas station to buy water and you get stuck behind someone buying fucking Powerball tickets. And they take forever, and then the next person buys cigarettes with a debit card. It's just so infuriating. And then
what's really annoying to me is that, you know, if you work at a gas station or convenience store, I feel it's like your duty. One of the things you should really study up on is what type of cigarettes you have and where they're positioned. Because I always get stuck behind someone who's like, oh, can I get, Marlboro, you know, something, something's in the box. And the person always gets them a soft pack, not the box. And then gets them the wrong kind. No, I want the reds or the yellows or the blacks or the blues or the this and the that. Like, they just never get it. And I understand there's 18,000 different types of cigarettes. And then the people are, like, leaning over the counter and pointing. And then Joe was notorious for this as well. He would ask, are there any boxes with coupons on them? Because sometimes, I guess, they would... specially marked boxes would have coupons, or you'd get a 2-for-1 type of thing. So then the clerk is like sifting through a bunch of cigarettes to see if there are any coupons attached to it. Oh, it's so annoying.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. You know what? I really hate to call up and disagree with you.
The fucking special blends they have now. Cigarettes, special blends. Oh, it's a gourmet cigarette.
But
it's the same kind of cancer you're going to get. You're not going to get a gourmet cancer.
You were talking about the TSA agent testing that woman's water, and the woman should have just let it go. It's kind of ridiculous when you're sitting there drinking a bottle of water that you bought in the airport because the area she was in, she could only bring in a drink that she bought at the airport.
Oh, well, yeah, that's kind of crazy, I guess.
And they asked to test it for explosives. Who is going...
Yeah, I mean, if they make you purchase the water... at the airport after you've already, you know, in a secure area pretty much, and that's kind of stupid. I don't fly that much, so I don't really know how all the rules work. But yeah, that is kind of ridiculous.
Hey, it's Samba. You know, I just want to say happy 9/11.
Thank you.
We all know the review, blew up Twin Towers and blew up the other thing. Yeah. Anyway, fuck with it.
That sounds like a true American right there. That's how intelligent we are. Yeah, you know, blowing up the Trade Center and then the other whatever it was else that was blown up.
Going 4chan.
Pentagon would be the word you're looking for. All right, that is all. We're fucking idiots. Never forget. Someone forgot already. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD.
I'm in my little tie and my little shoes. What the hell does that mean?
Brother Distortion, STD, tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher Radio. Spread the good word. Sign up for the Sideshow. There's a bunch of bonus content today posted. And have a great weekend. Thanks for a great week of programs. I'll see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
Drunken Negro Face Cookies.